Might be raking the infield.
But, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You know, you're picking up trash from last night, that kind of stuff.
That kind of stuff. You know how those baseball fans can be.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's time for another one of those national days, you know. What are we celebrating? Well, yeah, we like the fun ones like Chocolate Chip Cookie Day when
you
know, somebody brings chocolate chip cookies in, or National Waffle Day, of course, you know, just because we're National Hot Pockets Day. But today
don't make me go find that.
No,
audio.
Don't do it. We don't have time. Today is National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Well, dang it.
Well,
I had three that would have gladly gone with me.
Well, you see, and that's the whole point.
Yeah, which dog do you choose, or do you bring them
all? Well, or if you bring them all, and you know, the thing that you need to remember is that after the first time of, oh, isn't he or she adorable, and you're going, Muffy, don't jump up on them.
Don't do that on the floor.
That's right.
That's
well,
right.
I mean,
don't stick your nose there.
So by 10 o'clock, I mean, that's...
yeah. Or Muffy, that's disgusting.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
By 10 o'clock, we've all had just about enough of how adorable your dog is. Because I know you think that your dog is wonderful and perfect, but there are other people who may not feel that way.
Or might be just ambivalent about your dog.
That too.
Right.
But
right.
I mean,
you know, it's a dog.
Then we're talking barking, then we're talking whining, and as you mentioned, the spots on the carpet. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's nice, but my thought would be, why don't you just go ahead and shoot a little video on your phone, and you can bring that in and let people see that.
That's right. That's why they made phones with video, for that.
Then they can go, oh, isn't that cute?
Yeah. Now I'm through watching. Thank you.
Because also remember that there may be some people who actually are allergic to your animal.
Right. Right.
And then, you know, if all else fails, bring a cat. That would liven things up in the office, wouldn't it?
Bring a hamster and a ball.
Yeah. So, again, today, and if they're welcome in the workplace, that's fine. But just remember, other people may not think your dog is as wonderful as they are. Ladies,
And they're cute dogs, but I also know that they're, you know, they have their downside.
Yeah.
If your dog is a basset hound, you know, not everyone is going to think it's adorable that it drools and sheds everywhere.
True. Yeah.
Even though to look at them you think, oh, they're just so they're so cute.
Or if you happen to have like a Great Dane. Probably come by.
You know anybody that has one of those?
Yeah. Really. Come by and, you know, the tail knocks the coffee cup off the desk.
Yeah.
Right? Probably a good thing.
Is that a dog or a pony?
Really?
It's a small pony.
Yeah. Ladies, here's a sign that new marriage night might not be working too well. You've been married for 2 months, and already he's taking you to fast food joints for romantic dinners.
Ugh.
Oh, and here's another sign that you may have a problem.
You know, I'm not the most romantic person in the world. I'm sure you couldn't tell that.
Yeah.
And my wife could certainly attest to that. I'm not the most romantic person in the world, but I think I'm trying to remember the last time that I ever took my wife to a fast food restaurant in which the kids were not involved, or it was not a meal of opportunity, shall we say.
Yeah, I understand. Sure, sure.
Pull out a little candle, you know.
Yeah.
Whip out the cloth tablecloth.
I'm pretty sure never have I ever said, let's go grab a bite to eat for dinner Thursday night or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it involved anything where here's your order number was the phrase that was used.
Or it comes out of a bag.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really?
So,
I've done that. I mean, you know, not often,
and they say chivalry's dead.
Somewhat regularly. So there's places that we like.
Yeah. And that's okay.
And
too.
That's all that matters.
You know.
In the middle of the afternoon, let's say.
You and I've been married longer than 2 months. Well, we've been married to different people longer than 2 months.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's say that it's the middle of the afternoon and this chump you just said I do to is half in the bag, okay? Donald Sullivan.
Or he's got his head down in there?
No, I think, yeah. Sullivan was charged in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania with a small amount of marijuana.
Oh,
and some drug paraphernalia.
Oh, he wasn't half in the bag. He was hash in the bag.
And disorderly conduct and public drunkenness and having open containers of alcohol as the police pulled up because of the domestic argument report taken at the drive-in restaurant where you park under a canopy and eat.
Oh, and occasionally they might have roller skates?
Well, no, I'm not saying them necessarily, just the whole idea. That's what it was.
A drive-in of some variety.
Pull right in there. Get this now. This is pretty strange. And I hate that it's, you know, it's the National Library Conference opened yesterday out in California, right?
Wait, have we switched gears?
That. Well, we're going to another story.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to go on with that because we don't want to name any names. There aren't any.
I couldn't tell by your tone.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Public library users in Yonkers, New York, who have paid late fees over the years, will probably be unhappy to find out about Margot Reed. Margot, librarian there, been skimming a little bit out of the old late fees kitty.
Oh, had her hand in the till.
Over 7 years, she took, you ready? $163,582.
Good grief, they're collecting some fines.
Well, they are. How could you do that and not miss it? You know what I'm saying? Who's keeping the books there?
Apparently she was.
Thank you. Thank you.
She's a librarian, you know.
I know. I started it, yeah. Okay. And what is clearly proof that, did you get it, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
Even Tom didn't chuckle.
No, I got it.
And what is clearly proof that a little bit goes a long way, the 54-year-old Reed confessed to regularly adjusting paperwork, this means using whiteout, on collection fees to the tune of more than $100 that she sent the paid fees to the city, like every time. Her salary is $43,000, but she pocketed more than that in fines in just 1 year.
Oh,
she doubled her salary in fines. She said, get this, okay, she bilks the city out of $163,000. She gets 6 months and 5 years probation.
Wow.
6 months in jail. 6 months in jail.
Wonder if she gets to keep the Beamer she bought for herself.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have to pay anything back?
Well, it doesn't say anything about restitution here. And then 5 years probation.
I can't imagine restitution isn't involved.
Yeah, I mean, probably so.
But the problem with restitution is then all you have to do is claim that you're destitute and that you can't, you can't repay it. And so you can be repaid back at a dollar a month or whatever. So.
And so then she'll be a disgraced librarian after she gets out.
Oh,
man. She'll have to let her bun down.
Yeah.